B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Yes. It's a Rap Party Podcast.
It sure is.
Who's excited?
Me.
Yay!
My wife's at Trader Joe's, so I'm writing my list to her, you know, as we bunker down for the big ice storm.
Yeah, I'm going to be going there after this.
She said, do you want pita chips?
Mmm, pita chips is always good.
Pita chips. We need hamburger buns, we need bread, we need fruit, we need beer, we need wine.
Yeah, beer and wine are the essentials.
Loren didn't even know. She mentioned today on the show she didn't even know the storm was coming.
Well, I knew it was coming, but I just always assume it'll break up. You know, I feel like we never really get snow here.
Ice.
I know.
Worse.
Yeah, and I didn't even consider the option of ice, so there's that.
Yeah. So what are you going to do now? Are you going to step up your shopping game?
No, I'm going to
starve. Send Al?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just wing it?
I'm probably just going to wing it, because now I feel like I'm going to go to the stores, and it's going to be a nightmare, like, DEFCON 5 situation, and
yes.
I'm just not interested in that either.
Go to the Publix right by work.
Yes.
Maybe. I have a hair appointment and a nail appointment today, so that is
and that's way more important.
That's higher on my priority list.
That makes sense.
Listen, Dallas Drager is not going to let any of us starve, so I'm sure he'll figure it out. That's not in my wheelhouse.
You might have enough in your big freezer to get you through a couple days.
Yeah. I definitely have enough wine. As long as there's food for the kids, I can just drink my way through it.
Right.
There you go.
And yeah, so
trying to get back to Italy and she can't.
No, and she's so mad. Elena may never be back to the United States.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She loved coming to the U.S. and she couldn't wait to stay here and come. And now she's like dying to get home. You really pissed her off.
She's got a match lit ready for the inferno.
Yeah, I mean, she like wanted to move here and live here forever.
Not
and now
anymore.
The only thing she wants to do is get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I want to talk about how Roy's Nicole's realtor.
Yeah, I am.
He found her a great house. I looked at it. It's adorable.
It's just more proof on why, you know, you need.
And he did it in like 3 seconds, too.
You need a real estate agent. I know what to look for.
And you do rentals.
I do rentals. I typically charge. So I'm a little different when it comes to rentals, unlike other real estate agents. Other real estate agents just don't charge their clients anything. They just try to get the homeowners to pay them. I don't play that game. I typically charge my clients 1 month's rent.
There you go.
Yep. Well, it's common in big cities. I don't know why Charlotte's not doing it.
Is Nicole working with you? Is she a good client? What's going on?
She's technically not a client because she hasn't signed any paper to hire me. And I wouldn't make her pay my fee, but no, she wanted help finding a house, and she told me what she wanted, and I knew exactly how to go find it, and I found what I thought to be a perfect home.
It's really cute.
See?
Where is it? What part of town?
Right there next to the airport, so she can come. She can invite us over, and we can sit in the backyard and look at airport planes landing.
That's why you want her so badly to get this house. I knew there was an alter agenda.
Belmont area?
No, it's still Charlotte. It's still Charlotte. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you live over there, you also get a cool view of Uptown.
I don't know if she'll have a view, but yes.
Mm-hmm. So is this place available? Are you going to get it?
I'm going to try to look at it. Yeah.
Cause there's a small problem.
What's the problem?
Her lease ends in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. She needed to move like now.
No, I have a month and then, Jess has till the end of March, so we're technically okay. Like we don't need to rush
because you'll just move your stuff into her house.
Well, I'm trying to get rid of everything, like literally everything.
Okay,
and then we'll start new.
If you had to, you get a storage facility.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah,
is it her? Is it because she doesn't like your stuff, or because I've been. I've dated guys before. Like, when I met Dallas, I was like, hell no, everything's got to go, boo.
No beanbag, no trophies.
Before,
dartboard on the wall.
In my apartment, before I moved to Charlotte, I had a beanbag. I had to get rid of it. No, everything I have, like, I don't own anything nice. Like,
what's going on with your voice?
I don't know. I just had water, and it's been messing with it. Like, everything that I own, ever since I really, started living on my own since college, has been things I've bought on Craigslist, mm-hmm. things that I've acquired from, like, other people. Like, nothing I own is new and nice, and is at least, you know, nothing under 10 years old, basically. So, just kind of, I think because I'm so cheap that if I do that, I'll be forced to get newer and nicer things. And plus, I want to. I'm 30. Like, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of getting rid of everything.
Yeah, it is time for you to get nice things. That's kind of our thing is, you're now in the age where you'll have furniture and you just always take it with you wherever you go. You'll forever have little pieces. Like, I'm certain that my bookshelf, my French bookshelf from Restoration Hardware, will always be in one of my houses mm-hmm. forever.
Yeah.
You just buy good furniture that lasts.
Yeah, see, I want that.
Yeah. You know, now, luckily, the couch I broke was not good furniture. It did not last.
But typically, you keep what you have until you're going to replace it, or you find a piece to replace it.
Yeah.
Most people don't just, like, do a huge purge of their life and then go, I'll just start over. Especially right now, Nicole, when there's a furniture shortage and you can't get pieces right now.
Well, that's if they shop where you shop. Now, if you just go to, like, garage sales, you can get plenty of shit.
Yeah, but she's saying she doesn't want to do that anymore. She wants to buy something
nice. She wants
nice.
To get good quality furniture.
Oh, I didn't hear that because I was muted you guys as I was talking to my wife at the grocery store.
Mm. Yeah, because you weren't paying attention.
What?
What?
No, one of the things you could do, Loren, is purge when you move. Like, start brand new when
I
you
know
move.
Someone.
Now might be the
yeah,
best
but if
time.
You can't replace that furniture because there's like shipping like issues right now, and like I have a friend who couldn't get a crib. She bought her crib from you, Manny, because she couldn't get the crib that she wanted for like 8 months, and she's like, by then I'll have the friggin' baby.
Oh, don't tell Amanda that she was a second choice. Like, Amanda loves the fact that she wanted that crib.
Okay.
Really? That's a thing?
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Texting Amanda.
I don't know what I was saying.
You were going to say something about moving.
Oh, I have friends. I've had clients be that way who was like, you know, I'm moving. I'm going to just buy a whole new house, whole new furniture. This furniture, I'm going to sell what I can. Take that money, put into more furniture, but they budget whenever they move every, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. They just redesign everything.
All I know is my mom bought a house, over a year ago now, I think. And she is just now, this week, getting furniture that she ordered the first week she had the house.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's very crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Manny, are you still on the phone with your wife, or?
I want to join the conversation.
It sounds like
no,
you're
I'm here.
Oh, he's gone.
Just trying not to talk over people.
Okay, well, you go ahead, bud.
So that's what I think, you know? I'm fucking spent. I got up at 2:30. I couldn't fall back to sleep.
Listen, yeah, I'm ready to call it a day. Go home.
Yeah, I fake it. You guys, sometimes when you don't have the energy to do something, you try and fake it. The four of us can't do it right now. Nicole's dealing with a lot. Loren's dealing with a lot.
I'm dealing with a lot.
Roy and I aren't dealing with anything, but we're tired.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.